Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick takes a knee during the national anthem in San Francisco last year. We noticed, but very few players joined him. Not many players seem to care. He can't get a job in the NFL now, and very few have said much about that either. But the president says he wants that peaceful protest to stop, says those players should be fired if they take a knee during the anthem, and calls those players a name I never thought I'd live long enough to hear a president say. Donald Trump has said he supports a peaceful protest because it's an American's right. But not this protest, and there's the problem. Any protest you don't agree with is a protest that should be stopped. Martin Luther King should have marched across a different bridge. Young black Americans should have gone to a different college and found a different lunch counter. And college kids in the 60s had no right to protest an immoral war. I served in the military during the Vietnam War, and my foot hurt too. But I've served anyway. My best friend in high school was killed in Vietnam, and Carol Meyer will be 18 years old forever, and he did not die, so that you could decide who is a patriot and who loves America more. The young black athletes are not disrespecting America or the military by taking a knee during the anthem. They are respecting the best thing about America.
And he goes on like that for 3+ minutes. Dale joins us now here on WGN Radio in Chicago. Hi, Dale. It's John. You're on the air.
John, how are you, sir? Actually, I think it was 254.
Well, I know in my business, and I think it's even more particular in yours, they count the seconds, don't they?
Well, yeah, you know, actually, and this is a very minor point of this whole deal, but we were this was at the end of a special that we were doing leading into the Cowboys game last night.
Wow.
And we were short on time because we had some technical problems earlier. And as I was listening to it there, I thought, man, I'm really reading that rather fast. And so it doesn't sound quite as good to me as I hoped it would. But then I don't like listening or watching myself on TV, and I try to avoid it as much as I can.
As a matter of speech, I thought it was perfectly written and delivered. And I suppose some people applaud it and some people don't. What's the reaction been there in Dallas?
Yeah, well, that's been exactly the reaction. This is hardly a scientific poll, but most of my response has been favorable. I've had a couple of hundred emails, 30 some calls directly to my desk line, and somewhat surprising, the response has been favorable. And in support. The ones who obviously are opposed to what I said last night think that I should be shot and dumped in the Trinity River. But I've heard that before. It's it kind of comes with the territory. It's really a tough situation because no one seems to want to talk about the issue. They just want to choose up sides and decide who's right or wrong. And we've been that kind of a country for a long time, and it bothers me a great deal.
Now, I wonder if there's any value then in having this kind of conversation, however frustrating it is. At least we're looking squarely in the mirror right now. Would you say that?
Yeah, I think we are. And I mean, I'm hearing that. In fact, one guy who was very critical of me said my buddies and I were just finishing up lunch, and we spent the hour talking about all the BS that the fat Dale Hansen was bloviating about last night on TV. And I actually wrote it back, and I said, well, I'm flattered that you spent the hour talking about what I had to say. It's a start.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I think it is. Will it change anything? Oh, I don't know. I mean, again, it's bits and pieces. You know, we take it in baby steps, and I hope that's all I've ever tried to accomplish. Although a lot of people would disagree with me about this, I've never said that I'm absolutely right. I believe I'm right. Otherwise I wouldn't say it.
Yeah, sure.
But all I've ever tried to accomplish, was to get you to think about what I'm saying and preferably debate it with your friends, and maybe we all learn something. And in some cases, I think I've had that impact, and at the very least, I hope I have.
Well, Dale, did your TV management see the script before? I have in my mind this image of Texas as a red state and the Dallas Cowboys as America's teams with a lot of Trump supporters and Republican voters there. And then you're going to trot that out before the game. So I'm wondering, did they have to sign off on it? And did they have an opposing view presented against your speech there?
No, I tell you, I want to be as clear as I can be about this. I started writing these type of commentaries several years ago, and most of them didn't get a whole lot of notice until the internet and Facebook and all the rest of that came along. And so for the last, three, four, five, 6 years, I've gotten quite a bit of play out of some of the things I write. And primarily because I am basically that liberal guy in what is perceived as a hardcore red state. But no, I never have been asked, nor would I, have I been asked to have management sign off on what I say. The discussion we had years ago when I started writing these pieces was that if they were to see it and think that I had slandered someone or that I had libeled them and put the station at risk, then we could talk about it. And that has happened one time, and they were right about that. It's another long, boring story, but they were right. But people are always surprised by this, but I do not get pre-approval on my commentaries. I told them I would write what I believe. I think I'm smart enough to write what doesn't slander or libel someone. And since I'm putting my signature on it, this isn't necessarily your point of view. And we have other people doing commentaries on the air. But as of now, anyway, station management has been incredibly supportive, and they loved it, at least the emails that I'm getting from station management. But they've disagreed with some of the things I've said over the years. But it's one of the luckiest things that I've said about my life is that I work for a station that allows me to use this platform to write things that they don't necessarily agree with. We do not get our marching orders at Channel 8, and I think that's a good way for this business to operate.
Dale Hansen's the sports guy that you may have seen the video of today from WFAA in Dallas. I want to get more hits on my page, so I just cut and pasted your thing on mine. So if you want to see what we're talking about, and I just played a little of it, you can see it in its entirety at WGNradio.com. I'm my Facebook page, I'm King John on Facebook, and you can see it there. Just one broadcaster to another. I said on my post, I've been trying to get my head around this, and I can't do it as well as this guy did in just under 3 minutes. So so well done, Dale.
I appreciate that very much, and it's a very complex issue, and it's a multifaceted issue that I was just arguing with a friend of mine who's on the other side, who thinks I was wrong, who thinks that no one should be allowed to protest during the anthem, etc. And our basic discussion centered around just that. I said, well, tell me what would be the right protest. Tell me any protest that doesn't make you uncomfortable, that you don't agree with. And that's what I said in that commentary as well. I mean, that's the real problem here, is that as I said, Martin Luther King was told, don't march through our city streets. Go sit at a different lunch counter. Young kids in the 60s were told they can't hold sit-ins to protest the war. Anything you disagree with that makes you uncomfortable, you're absolutely going to jump to the side of, well, do it someplace else.
Oh, but I think that's the essence of protest, too. Yeah. I mean, it's not a cooperative thing. It's a protest.
Right.
Yeah. Dale, I got to go. You probably have to do some TV news or something or sports over there. So.
I do eventually. Yeah, you bet.
Have a good afternoon and keep up the good work.
John, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.